So let it be written. So let it be done.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome. It is here.
It's Rochelle, here.
We are here.
We're here. Finally.
The Let It Be Written finale.
Yo.
Between Janie Gurley 07 and Melancholy of Charisse.
This is a stacked team.
It is, in my opinion, the top two best writers on VH right now. Everyone else can suck it. That's how. These are my favorite two writers. During the break, I just want to say I was like re-listening to the show, and like this was such a fun show to like do. Like it was.
I know.
Everyone like working together. Like when it was going, and it was freaking awesome. Like just all the mini radio plays we put out and everything. And
that was so cool.
No, I would want to do it again in the future. Like in the, I don't know. Sometime in the future, not the near future, but in the future.
The eventual future.
Maybe with some changes, like a, maybe kind of like how, you know, You're the One That I Want, how it's more like a, it's like a one shot type thing, but it's like a, you know, I don't know, cause I just really like the amount of radio play, like many radio plays we got out of it. Anyway. Is there anything you would like to say before we start listening? Janie's going to be up first.
Nope, I'm ready, ready, ready.
Okay, good luck, guys.
Ooh.
Do anything. Just go away. Help! Someone please help!
I'm sorry, my sweet, but no one can help you here. It's just you and me.
What do you want?
Nothing much. I just need you to help me with a few simple tasks. Come here, my sweet.
No, no!
Elaine, will you hurry up with the washing?
Yes, Mom.
Helena? Oh, Elaine, where is your sister?
She hasn't returned since she left for the market yesterday.
God knows I worry about that child. I hope she hasn't ran off with another boy. If so, she isn't going to come back. I swear it.
I don't know. Normally she tells me these things, but she never gave me any hint that she wouldn't return last night. I'm afraid something terrible must have happened to her.
Nonsense. Don't fret about it. I'm sure she's close by somewhere. Now, go on. Go to the marketplace and look for her.
But Mom, I...
Now!
All right. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen my sister anywhere?
Helena? Not since yesterday.
Where did you see her?
Well, she came into the shop right before sundown to get bread for your mother. Then she just left. I haven't seen her since.
Where could she have gone?
Elaine? What's wrong?
Oh, Thomas, we can't find her anywhere.
Helena?
Yes. She left last night and never returned. My mother and I are starting to get worried.
Helena, I saw her last night, if I recall correctly. She was acting strange. She seemed to have this crazy idea that someone was following her. I tried talking to her, but she said she had to run.
Run?
Yeah. She looked very frightened. I should have gone after her, but she insisted that I leave her alone.
But you're her best friend. Why didn't you follow her?
I would have, but she was gone before I could even try to follow her.
Did you see where she went?
It looked like she was headed for the woods.
The woods? I have to go.
You aren't going to go after her, are you?
Of course I am.
You can't!
I have to. She's my sister.
Don't go. Something strange is going on. I just have a feeling.
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
She said the same thing.
Fine, stay here if you're scared, but this is something I have to do. What was that? Who's there?
Elaine.
Helena? Oh, Helena, it's wonderful to see you. We were so worried about you.
Elaine, go back. Run away.
Helena? Oh, God, what's wrong with you?
Get her. Now.
It's too late for me. Run. Leave. Warn them. Warn them.
Do what I say.
What is going on?
Run!
What? What was that? She looked like death. Why was she with that guy? What is happening? Mother! Helena, there's something wrong with her. She looks strange, terrible. She said that something bad is going to happen.
Elaine.
Mother?
Elaine. Dear. Leave me. Something is happening. Run.
No. Not you, too. Oh, God! No. How is this spreading? What's going on?
Elaine?
Mr. Baker?
Elaine. Help me.
No. Don't touch me. Go away. I have to...
Elaine! Elaine, it's me, Thomas. I'm clean. I'm all right. You have to follow me.
Thomas, what's going on?
I'll explain later, but we have to get out of here, now.
Do you know what's happening?
I think so. Come on, we have to get out of here.
All right. You need to tell me what's going on right now, everything you know.
All right. Helena came back with some man.
Yeah? And what about all the living dead people?
She bit them.
What? Bit them? What do you mean she bit them?
Elaine, don't tell me you've never heard of vampirism before.
Vampires? Is that what you think this is? Preposterous! My sister isn't a vampire, she...
You know it's true.
But how come this has happened so quickly? I mean, I've heard of vampires before, but there's no way Helena has been able to bite all these people so quickly by herself.
She has bitten a few people. I saw it through my window. They screamed. But the weird thing is, and I've studied vampirism, this never happens. They immediately ran to the next uncontaminated human they could find and bit them. It's like a plague. Normally, vampires take days to develop, and then they only bite to kill, not to infect. This is something different. Something new.
Indeed it is. It's nice to meet you, too.
You're the one who's behind this?
You could say that.
You monster! What have you done?
Monster... I wouldn't go that far. I'm just having a bit of fun, really.
What is going on?
A new type of vampirism that I created. A virus. The person infected has an overwhelming desire to infect others. And a few days later, they die. They all die.
No!
Be quiet, silly little girl. Your sister was a rebel as well. But she caved in at the end, though it took weeks to get her alone. She had the perfect blood. Only she could be the one to carry this disease. Such a shame she must live with it forever. I'm bored. And with boredom comes hunger. And I am tired of talking to you silly little mortals. Now, which one of you shall I eat first?
Neither of them!
You killed him? With a wooden stake?
I'm sorry. I had to.
Helena, oh, thank goodness.
Stay away from me. I still carry the plague. You must go. Flee the country. There has to be a cure to this. You have to live.
We'll search.
I can't leave you.
Go. It's still spreading.
Come on, Elaine. We can't stay. Or we'll die as well.
No.
Leave.
I can't leave you behind.
Just go.
I'll come back for you.
If I stay, it will never end. I'm sorry, sister. Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Down.
Okay. Okay. I like that sound effect. Let me start off by saying something I forgot. The theme for the finale was, well, we didn't know it was going to be the finale. Two people dropped. But the theme for this round is, take, like, any historical fact and, like, change it up. Kind of like Inglourious Basterds or Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer. Those were the examples I gave. So, Janie did the Black Plague.
Oh, I was wondering what she did.
Because Ring Around the Rosie song, that's like the Black Plague.
Oh, that's so cool. I did not get that. I'm not I'm like not a history person, so like I'm not very good at that kind of stuff. So,
it's
but
like
now.
A few things I know. I'm glad that information came into, I was able to use it. It's practical. I love the background music in the beginning for this. I think she provided the links for it. If so, good job. And this script had zombies, Rochelle, so it is win.
It has like zombie vampires.
Vampires, zombies. It was just missing robots
and werewolves.
That's all. Yeah. Okay. I'll critique first. There were a couple like script lines that, like, words that you included that were a little weird to me. I'm just gonna quote some of them, like, in the beginning when the mom was all like, I hope she didn't run off with another boy, because if she did, she's not gonna come back. I was just like, okay, that's a little weird. And then, towards the end, when your guy was like, what's his name, Jinxers was like, okay. It's okay, guys. I've studied vampirism, so I know. I was just like, okay, it's a little weird. But overall, I kind of like this. And I thought it was really creepy to me and eerie how much Reed sounded like the pot. And you guys, I don't know how many of you guys know the pot, but...
I feel like the pot is, like, old. Me and Dylan actually brought up the pot today.
Oh, really?
Conversation. Yeah, it's weird that you...
Was it just you and Dylan, or were you guys with the... Because, like, I feel like if like, you brought up the pot, like... Not many people.
No,
would get
we were just PMing about. We were just PMing and like we had found this like movie thing and one of the characters like was like the pot. We were like, it looks like a pot. And it was like really funny because like nobody talked about him for really long because he's been like gone.
I know. For those of you who don't know the pot, he's like Swedish, right? Yeah, he's like a Swedish veteran of VA anyway or VH. So Reed kind of did a good job. And that's good for the actors. Also, listening to this, I forgot how much. How awesome these are to listen to. I was impressed. I was like, this is fun. Oh, and I didn't understand. Did you kill yourself at the end of the show?
I am not sure. I think I either killed myself or died. I don't know.
Something like that. What are your thoughts? You were in this one.
Yeah, I thought this was good. I liked the build, but sometimes I felt there was too much of, like, what's going on? I don't know. Like, it felt a little dragged out to me in general. There was, like, a little bit of, like, I feel like the reveal came really, like, late. I don't know, like, not that the reveal, like, I liked the reveal of, like, what was going on, but I felt really, like, it just felt really dragged out to me at some parts, but I still, like, enjoyed it. I thought the mixing really helped the script. Like, when I remember when I was reading it, was like, I don't know if this is going to work, but then translated into a radio play, it did work. Yeah, that was my main comment, so the dragged out thing. So.
Okay. Well, good job, Janie. Let's listen to, actually, the next script, I believe, is about the Black Plague as well.
Oh, hey.
So, next and last of the night's going to be Charisse. Let's listen to hers.
Okay.
All gather for the beheading of Lady Anne Boleyn. Hear ye, hear ye. By the orders of the magistrate court, she has hereby been sentenced to charges of adultery, incest, and high treason.
Oh, such a shock. I quite liked her as a queen, but 'tis fair.
Fair? You think this is fair, m'lady? Anne was innocent. I swear blind that it's so. You're established, right? You can help me inform the natives.
God! God! There is a tawny man screeching obscenities over here. Why, he must be insane! God!
I'll be seeing you then, but just you wait! This'll come back on you! Oh, we could have been famous for revealing this misconduct. I've been on his trail for years. King Henry VIII. He broke the sanctity of marriage, lied to dispose of his choosers, and even started to kill them off, one by one. I was there when they beheaded Queen Anne Boleyn. That's when it all became too vivid to me. I had to get to the bottom of the slaughter before more fell victim to it. But now, I failed my country. I fear that Miss Catherine Parr is the next in line to die, as she's Henry's 6th wife to date. Yet soon afterwards, I discovered that he's quite right to have his way on this matter. Nothing is what it seems, and I fear that the details will drag me into madness. If I'm to die, or to be disposed of, I need these notes to survive. The public must be aware of what really is happening.
Ghastly spirits, leave me be! Am I not allowed to rest at such an hour?
I do melt beneath your very skin, Henry. I may sleep, but you will never dream.
Dreaming is for the weak. Why should I dream when the fuels of my nightmares are as real as the rising sun? Lay down your grudge, for you are free now, Anne.
You call such an existence? I am but a banshee trapped within a mortal coil.
Silence! I did a good deed for my country. I preserved them from the wicked.
We will reign someday. For we are everywhere. Amongst every corner of the living. Simply hiding. And waiting.
Take your witchy ways elsewhere. I wish to drift in a state of solitude.
Yet I am something far worse than a witch. Your ignorance can't even begin to perceive my being. Nay, illness take you slowly, whilst your eyelids do close. It shall linger. Sleep well. Our era beings.
Excuse me, sir. Could I have a moment of your time?
Go ahead, son.
I have evidence to prove that our queen is of error.
Weren't they all? None have provided the king with an heir. The state of our country is dire. And as a force, we must seek well-being for this land.
Do you really believe that?
Why?
You're too simple, my friend. But do an adequate job. Catherine Parr consults a sodomizing oracle before slumber, and then sleeps within a quilt of witchcraft. Yet, I do not believe that she is human.
That's absurd! The witchcraft plots will do nicely, but our queen is clearly of the flesh. The courts will never buy it.
Then, how did she survive past Fonda years? I have found pictures, sir. Paintings from a long time ago. The woman that lives inside of the canvas is clearly Miss Parr. Yet how can this be so? How could she have lived for hundreds of years? But that isn't all, I'm afraid. It's all of them. All of that Henry has wed. See? Here, a watercolor of the six wives, all cloaked together like a ghastly clan.
These are undoubtedly the accused. I can see that you have an elaborate plan to dethrone her. Which artifice crafted this for you?
With all due respect, it is not a forgery. You have to listen to me. I prithee.
No good at all. I will take on board this theory, but be gone before the clock strikes, or you shall find yourself a marked man. All prisons have ever opened doors for the mental or ill at ease.
Thank you greatly for your time. Yet again, they would not listen. Henry is wise beyond his years, so I am laying my final cards with him in hopes that he will continue to choose what is best for our lands. He knows of the details that I was unable to locate. He knows what they are born of, what creatures lie beneath our society. I can only wonder with fear upon my lips when I begin to imagine that inhuman creatures such as they exist. I can only pray that he will behead them all before chaos is born so lastingly. I grow weary and old. I find myself begging to sleep for most of these decaying hours that pass by. This must be my fate for following such a tragic and curious tale of deceit and loose threads. I feel hexed by this tanglement. Perhaps this will be my final letter to you.
My sweet Susanna.
You've been a worthy sibling for many a year. And I have high expectations that you could one day free England from this hidden tyranny. If you wish to, then continue my research.
Discover what particles these queens were composed of. And why they torment the living so.
Do not let them keep us at bay, Susanna.
Always remember that Henry had good reason to dispose of his wives. For they were evil and can never be at peace.
Time can only continue to improve if the king reigns in riches and knowledge.
Word after word, this man does go on. Foolish brother, he did not see me for what I was and what I am. Please, sisters, may we join hands and drain the last nail from the coffin?
Yes, mistress.
Allow the illness to take him now. Pull the string so that England tips into a ballad of hatred. Please, gather pines, Anne.
Right away, mistress.
We must go forth with diligence and slaughter King Henry VIII. My brother's notes have been dealt with, so that nobody may ever encounter the truth. Let us dance now, and let those of us that are still living deliver the death lilies. Your minds shall never conceive what we truly are. So think of us as the pen that inscripts your nightmares. England is in our hands now.
Woo! So that was Cherie, her script.
Yep.
Eighth. I'm a big fan of King Henry VIII stuff. Like, I think it's really interesting. So I think this is, like, an interesting topic. to choose for this. I love your writing, Charisse. I think you have, like, really great, like, just a great style. And so interesting and, like, mysterious. The script was a little confusing for me. The, like what exactly, who was on whose side sort of thing. But I sort of liked that about it. I liked the ghostliness that the whole quality had. For me, I think some of the acting was dragged out a bit. Like, there was a few monologues in here that, like, people, like, read really slowly, and it kind of dragged out the, like, my interest as far as, like, the listening to it goes. But that's not your fault. That's, like, more of an acting critique.
My fault. I was, half of this was me because of people not submitting stuff.
But, like, I think your writing was really solid in this, so I really liked it.
I really, really, really like the way you, like, form your sentences. It's, like, very poetic. Sometimes it can be a little confusing for me. I don't want to say it's like at the end, I was just confused with, like, the witch character. I wish that was just a little more clear to me. I guess that, like, from what I understood, Nani was the sister of Jinxers, and Ghost Anne Boleyn was helping her.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense in, like, a mystical sort of way. Let me see, what are some other things? Oh, you did not cast the police character, Charisse, so bad on you. Doom on you. Because I already had to do, like, a couple characters, and then I looked and I was like, she didn't even cast the police character, so I'm not gonna get lines for him. I wish you would have given the actors an example for when Jinxers and Nani were talking, reading the letter. I wish you would have, like, given them an example of flow or something, because, like, when I was mixing that, I really, really had to, like, go in there and edit almost, like, every single sentence to kind of make them line up, so it felt like they were reading. I guess you don't have to do that. It's more of a mixing thing. Anyway. What else did I put? I don't know. This was good. You wanna just say who we think won and who?
Yeah, we can go right into it.
Yeah, because we already discussed. Okay,
So
I'll do the drum, you do the thing.
Oh, you want me to say who won?
I'm doing the drum.
Okay. So the winner of season one of Let It Be Written is Charisse.
Congrats.
Yay. Really. Congrats, Charisse. You did so amazing all season. You've done some great writing. And so have you, Janie. Like, you've done amazing, amazing scripts this season. Really great, great work.
Janie, girl.
It was, like, a really, really fun show.
Mm-hmm. I really
love it. Thank you guys so much for submitting throughout the whole thing.
Special thanks to anyone who was mixing and acting.
Yes.
Especially
the mixers.
Dope.
Like, yeah. Acting is, like, one thing, like, whatever, do some lines, but, like, I don't know, like, you and
Nani in particular, I'm giving her a special.
Nani, like freaking rocked, and I know Jeffers did some major
Jeffers
mix too.
Mm-hmm.
So, really solid job, you guys.
So, thank you. Did it.
Yes.
All right.
Let it be written.